USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden from Poland trying to rally global support for Ukraine.
We stand with you. Period.
In a speech that lasted about a half hour, the president blasted his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He says the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine caused some unexpected events.
Rather than breaking Ukrainian resolve, Russia's brutal tactics have strengthened the resolve. Rather than driving NATO apart, the West is now stronger and more united than it has ever been.
Also unexpected, Russia not conquering the country as swiftly as Putin expected. It's signaling a change in strategy, but the Biden administration is wary of the Kremlin's latest statement. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban sought to assert his country's neutrality in the war in Ukraine. That is causing frustration and outrage from other European leaders, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky himself. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.